Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Too often Christians today get so tangled up in the affairs of this life that they lose the joy that God intended for them. In Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy, David Boudreau guides you through the scriptures in an effort to restore that joy and help you be a shining light for God in this dark world. David is a successful business owner in the aviation maintenance field, a certified aircraft mechanic and inspector, also a private pilot with single and multi-engine ratings. He's earned a bachelor's degree in pastoral theology and is an ordained minister. His writing career began in the aviation industry with 40 years of aviation life, but he was then tasked by the Holy Spirit, as he states, to write for God. Since then, he has written 3 additional books. David believes that despite all of his training, his most significant gift is the ability to understand biblical doctrine and explain it in a way that average Christians can easily understand. David is also a Vietnam-era veteran, currently pastoring a startup church, Faith Bayou Fellowship, in Orange, Texas. David Boudreau, author of Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy, is our guest on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's good to meet you, too.
Thank you. Same here, and it looks warm in the bayou today. We've got the video. You can find the video on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or just Google it as well. Let's talk about writing books. I mentioned the aviation career, and we'll talk about that as we go through the conversation, but you're really good at this writing of books. When did you start writing books?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background first, I guess. Of course, I was born in 1958, went in the military in 1975. I was born again in 1980 and called to preach in 1984. I'm going through all of this because I'm trying to get you lined up for the actual event. When I was in college between 1984 and 88, that's when I basically started writing. I wrote a lot of things back then that didn't get published, and a few things that did, a few poems, this and that and the other. But my first book, the one about aviation, didn't occur until 2013.
So there's a little bit of patience in your life, isn't there? You're doing this, and then you get the book published, and you made the switch then from writing aviation books to spiritual books. And I mentioned you felt compelled to do that. Talk about making that transition from aviation to the spiritual aspect of your writing.
Well, in 1992, I went through what I call a crisis in my life, and I'm not going to go into details about that, but another book that's on my website that's called From Preacher to Predator covers that dark time in my life, and the Lord really kind of set me aside. I guess you could say that he allowed the devil to take everything I had, just kind of like he did Job, only I didn't handle it as well as Job did. So it took me a while to get past all of that, and I think God put me through all of that for a reason. It was to give me humility to begin with. You really can't do anything for God as long as you think you're the one that's doing it. You've got to realize that you're nobody, and God is everything. And when you turn your life over to Him and surrender to Him and surrender your resources and everything to God, then He can use you. As long as you're all puffed up about yourself and think it's about you, it's not going to happen. And so I believe God put me through that in order to get me where I am.
Does that make you effective? I mentioned the startup church and the background in the ministry. Because you've gone through this, you're not someone who life has been pretty good to and things have gone your way and you're trying to act like you know what other people who are suffering have gone through. You've actually done that. Does that credibility help when you're talking to someone because you know what they're going through?
Oh, I think it absolutely does. I think this is one of the things that makes me effective. The way my wife Mona says it is, I make people feel like when they're reading my work, like they're sitting right down next to me and I'm yes. talking to them on a personal basis. And I think that's what it's all about. If people feel like you are relating to them, then they will listen to what you got to say. If they feel like you've been there, you've been in their shoes, you feel what they're feeling, and you put yourself in their shoes, look at it from their point of view, then they're more willing to listen to what you got to say.
The book we're talking about is Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy. David Boudreaux is the author. That's Boudreaux. I'll give you that several times throughout the program. His website is boudreaux.shop. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And if you just Google the title, Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy, you'll find the book. And go to David's website, and I'll give you that as we go through the program. I love the title of the book because it really, probably different people would interpret it different ways, but it's so powerful. Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy. What inspired the book and the title?
Well, it's kind of funny about what inspired it. My wife is the one that inspired the book. And like I said, for about 10 years, I didn't write anything after the aviation book. And then the one about the preacher to predator, I wrote that about a year after the aviation book. But then about 9 years, I didn't write anything. And my beautiful wife, Mona, she's such an inspiration to me and to everybody else around her. Very humble lady and very talented. Anyway, she had been saved for quite a number of years, but she was having some doubts about the security of her salvation. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, David, you need to try to address this situation. So I did. I started writing her a personal letter about the security of salvation. And how I know for a fact, 100% for sure, when I die, where I'm going. And I think everybody should know that. Well, some people have problems with that. And so the Lord put it on my heart to write this letter to her. And when I was writing this letter, he spoke to me plain out and said, you know, she's not the only one that has a problem with this subject. You need to write for me and make this information available to everybody. So what started out just being a little small letter to my wife to try to give her the security that she needed turned into a book called Heaven Bound. And that book I actually sent it to the publisher before the Lord Jesus Helped Me Find My Happy. It just it's not finished yet, but it should be coming out anytime now. And right after I finished that book, the Lord said, you don't think you're done. Don't put your pen down. You're not done yet. And so then the words just flow. You know, when the Holy Spirit speaks to me about something, I can't even stop writing. It just comes to me so fast that the Spirit says, you need to get this on paper right now. And so I just kept writing. And I felt like that the thing that needed to be addressed next was the long faces that you see on Christians, even in church, made me wonder about what happened to people being excited about their salvation, being excited about serving God, being excited about reaching other people for the Lord, reconciling other people to God. That's what our job here is now. Every Christian that gets saved, no matter what you do in your life, reconciling lost people to God should be your number one goal if you're a Christian.
The book is Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy. David Boudreaux is the author and our guest on the program. His website is boudreaux.shop, and I'll spell Boudreaux at the end of the program. And you can go there and find out information on this book and the other books that David has written as well. This book is unique. It's a little different, I think, than a lot of other spiritual books that are out there. Why is that?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons for it. First of all, when I write, I don't think my words mean anything. I think it's the Holy Spirit using the Word of God, and it's the Word of God that convicts hearts and turns people's lives around. And so, my writing is more or less a Bible commentary more than it is anything else. And I think the Lord gave me a special gift, as you mentioned earlier, about being able to take his word and put it, arrange it to where I'm covering all the scriptures that deal with one topic at one time, and then I'm expounding upon these scriptures to explain them in a way a common person like me and you can understand. I mean, a lot of people have a hard time following scripture, and a lot of these verses that deal with these different topics are scattered from the beginning to the end, and they can't figure out how to put it all together and get a full picture. And that's where I think the Lord gave me a special gift to be able to do that. And it's worked well for me.
Well, it certainly has, and well said, how you've laid this out. You have this there for us in a manner that we can understand, that we can follow and we can understand, two things that are vital in getting the message across. What would you say is the main purpose of the book? If someone said, why did you decide to write this book? What's the purpose?
Well, I think the main purpose of this particular book is to restore that joy and that happiness and that fellowship and that relationship that Christians should have with God. You know, I don't think God, my daddy used to say, boy, you're walking around, you're going to trip on your lower lip. You know, we shouldn't be walking around with long faces and our lower lip hanging down so far we're going to trip on it. And you look around you, even in the churches where people should be excited about the messages that's going on, everybody's just, they're being overtaken by the cares of this world. I mean, you know, the thing that happened in Texas just yesterday. I'm preaching right now on Sundays on the topic of the last days, and I'm telling you, they're here. You can see them right now. And Christians looking forward to the rapture and to the second coming should be excited, and we're just not. And I'm including myself. I'm not as excited about it as I should be either. But we need to restore that joy. And I'm hoping that this book gives people the tools that they need to understand that the reason we are depressed, especially as Christians, is because we've got our minds set on the things of this world. We're letting the world occupy our thoughts and our minds when we should be focusing on God.
David Boudreaux, our guest. The book is Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, and David's website, boudreaux.shop. What do you hope to accomplish as a Christian author? You've shifted from the aviation book to a Christian author now, and you've got a special bond with the readers that you've established with your books. Talk about what you feel is the mission as a Christian author.
I think whether you're an author or a preacher or a teacher or no matter what you do, all Christians should have some kind of service where they serve God. Whether it's full-time or part-time or regardless, every Christian should have the same goal. And that number one goal is to reach lost people for the Lord. And because we live in a lost and dying world, and Jesus is their only hope. And so since Jesus isn't here anymore to spread that news, he turned that over to us, and it's our job. And regardless of what you do, what capacity you serve in your church or what capacity you serve, period, we should be concentrating on trying to reach lost souls for God. On top of that, trying to restore people's happiness and their joy and the peace and the contentment. My wife and I tease each other because she's from Oregon, and I'm from the great state of Texas. And in Philippians 4:11, Paul talks about being content whichever state you're in. But he's not talking about the particular state that you're from. He's talking about a state of mind. And I think our state of mind should be that no matter what happens to us in this life, it happens for a reason. God lets these things happen to us for a reason, whether it's that crisis that I went through or the crisis that Job went through to prepare us to serve him. All of us go through some kind of thing in our life that God is using to prepare us. And we should be rejoicing about that. I think that's what the Beatitudes was all about. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who sorrow now. Their time is coming, and so is ours.
It's interesting. I mentioned in the beginning, successful businessman, the aviation industry, a pilot, that type of background. Are you still involved in the aviation business at all, or are you writing now full time?
I'm still a business owner. I try not to get my hands dirty too much anymore because it's getting hard for me to crawl around underneath them airplanes and underneath those instrument panels. But I still have a crew working. In fact, I have a crew working today. So, I'm still very involved in that. Now, like I said, I'm not getting any younger, so I'm trying to make this transition from, not to mention the fact that I'm very busy because I've got all this going on. My business is well established, and I've got more work than we can do. But I'm trying to get to the point where I can turn that over to some other people, let them take that over. And my goal is to start serving the Lord full time. I'm just not quite there yet.
Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy by David Boudreaux, our guest on the program. That's Boudreaux. Important because that's the name of the author. That's his website, Boudreaux.shop, and all of this on our website. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Talk about when you write a book like this, a book on Christianity, where you're giving people vital information and encouragement through their life. Talk about the authority of that. How difficult is that in your own mind to think, okay, I'm credible. I have the authenticity to be able to be teaching this.
Well, I mean, I can give you man's answer. Man's answer, you know, I graduated from Bible college with a BA degree in pastoral theology, with honors, by the way. I'm an ordained minister. I'm pastoring a church right now. But all of that aside, the bottom line is God told me to do it.
Yes.
And I believe, you know, personally, I don't think I'm worthy. I don't think I'm qualified. But then Moses was a murderer. And King David was an adulterer and a murderer. And King Solomon was an adulterer and an idolater. And Samson then was defiled himself with Delilah. And Paul persecuted the church. And all of them told God basically they wasn't worthy. And God said, well, I'm telling you to do it anyway. And they did it. So don't let people talk to you and tell you about, you know, how you're not worthy or you're not qualified to do something. If God tells you to do it, you just forget about all that and just do it. He'll work it out.
And you mentioned, because it's sort of like he's inspiring you as you're writing and giving you ideas. So it's not like, go do it, and David's out there on his own trying to figure this out. There's help along the way. If it's meant to be, there's help there to make it possible. The book, again, I love the title of this, Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy. Designed, of course, to restore happiness. I talked before about people that are really tangled up in the affairs of this life, and you touched on it as well. Why is it you think everybody's unhappy? Because that actually seems to be the case. And I guess an answer would be, if you watch the news or follow any of that, it's hard not to be. But why are people unhappy? What are they missing in their lives that will allow unhappiness to take over?
Well, I think I touched on it before, and I think the biggest reason is because they've got their focus in the wrong place.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says that we should renew our minds with the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I think there's something to be said for positive thinking, but I don't like to use the word positive thinking because that kind of takes the glory away from God. I think Christians should use the power of the Holy Spirit to renew their minds. And by that, I mean to focus their minds on the things that are above. All of these bad things, all of these evil things that are within us and in this world today, they're from works of the flesh. I mean, if you go to Galatians 5, where it lists about the works of the flesh, and look at those things, you'll see that all of those things that are the works of the flesh are the same things that make us unhappy. So if we will walk in the power of the Spirit and keep our minds focused on the Spirit, we'll have the tools that we need to ward off these obstacles, these darts from the devil that come out of our flesh. And if we can get rid of that, then our happiness will be restored.
How difficult is it to find happy? And I ask that probably some people thinking, what's the secret formula for happy? Is there a secret formula?
Well, I don't think there's a secret formula, but one of the things that I do say in my book, and it says, if you don't remember anything else, remember this. The secret to happiness is surrendering everything that you are and everything that you have to God, and let Him worry about the results of it.
Well, did that work in your life? As you were going through what you were going through, and you faced that moment and you did that, did you find you were happier, that your life took on a different level of enjoyment?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't still have struggles from time to time dealing with the devil. Because he will throw and I'm still in this corruptible body. Unfortunately, it's not gone. I haven't shed of it yet. It's still there, and it still sticks its ugly head out every once in a while. My wife is pretty quick to remind me of that on a regular basis. But I try, and I think I've come a whole lot further than what I was before that. And so, yes, I do believe that if you will try to walk after the Spirit, like the Bible tells you to do, and renew your mind and think about the things from above, and use the tools that God gave us, which the number one tool is the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to ward off these darts from the devil. And if you'll do that, yeah, I believe that God will restore your happiness. There's no question about it.
And the roadmap to do that is in David's book, Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy. A minute or so left in the program. What are you working on now between tinkering with a Cessna engine and all that you do in the aviation business? What are you writing now? What can we expect?
Well, the first thing that I mentioned before also is the book Heaven Bound.
Yes.
These things that are coming, I'm very excited about. I think one of the number one reasons why people are ineffective in their service for God is because they're still struggling with the basic doctrine of salvation. They're still find it hard to believe that a perfect God can forgive us for being imperfect humans, and they feel like they have to keep trying to prove themselves to God. That's not the way it works. Once you've been saved, God has forgiven you for all your past, present, and future sins. You are going to go to heaven. And this book, Heaven Bound, just talks about just that thing and all the reasons why we can know that and believe that and be 100% sure about it. I'm excited about that book, and it should be out any time now. It should have been out already, but that's another story. And then after that, I've putting the finishing touches on another book. This one I'm really excited about. I started on this book back in 1993 when I was going through that crisis. It's called God's Marriage and Man's Divorce. And this book is, well, you know how everybody says, well, a wife or a husband doesn't come with instructions, or when you have a child, they don't come with instructions.
Yes.
Well, this book is very thorough about what God says, not what David says, but about what God says about how to treat your wife and how to treat your husband and how to have a happy marriage and how you should raise your children. And this book is very thorough. It's going to be probably close to 300 pages, the biggest project that I've ever written. I started on it back in 1992, and Lord laid it on my heart to refurbish it, update it, bring it up to date for the times that we live in now. And I'm hoping to have that book out by the end of the year.
Oh, fantastic. And you can get this book we talked about specifically, Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy by David Boudreaux. You can follow David's other books, one to come out very shortly, one hopefully by the end of the year, on David's website, which is boudreaux.shop. And I'll spell Boudreaux now. That's B-O-U-D-R-E-A-U-X. Boudreaux.shop is his website. The book available at Amazon. If you click the author there, other books will come up as they're available. And we'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. David, a pleasure having you on the program to share your story. Excellent job with this book. Hopefully we'll talk about the other books as well. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much for having me. I think this will be a big step in trying to get the word out and hopefully change some lives and bring some people closer to God.
Well, it's an important book that we all can learn from. Lord Jesus, Please Help Me Find My Happy. David Boudreaux, the author and our guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.